Host, so that's time for us to start. So we welcome you to the 2022 San Diego Bible Students Convention, and we're looking forward to our four speakers, each with two discourse services. There's also going to be two testimony meetings and several intermissions for fellowship. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities to learn more about the Lord, the plan of God, and how we can be individually faithful disciples of Christ. We might say that conventions have two primary purposes. First, instruction in the Word of God and explanation of God's plans and purposes, so we understand that correctly. And then second, as regards our daily walk in the narrow way and how to draw closer to a life of truth and righteousness, how to be overcomers. We want to be more Christ-like in our words and thoughts and actions, and we trust that the brethren serving us this weekend will assist in our individual journeys. Our convention theme text on the program is from 2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. The NIV rendition is make every effort to confirm your calling and election, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. So it's a wonderful scripture with a wonderful and challenging message. So we trust these objectives will be met by the brethren who graciously agreed to serve this convention and by all of you attending. So we look forward to 2 days of spiritual instruction and refreshment. And our first discourse is by Brother Todd Alexander.
And I should turn off my camera. That's what I'm trying to do. But I also want to get rid of.
Just a second. We got to mute there. Okay. So our first discourse again is by Brother Todd Alexander. And his opening hymn is 222 to the Rock. So we'll have that hymn played and then ask Brother Mike Ensley to open with prayer.
I'm going to try and restart it to see if the words come up.
Okay.
You do all the things ahead and test it out, and then it doesn't want to work right.
If you think it might take a while, and
I'm just going to open up a new one to the same hymn try it again.
All right.
So just give me a second.
Brother sure. Keith, if you like, I have the words on the screen. We won't hear the music, but Brother Bob would surely do a solo for us if we like.
I'm not sure we want Brother Bob to do it so long.
Brother Bob wouldn't want to do
it. I'm not sure why the words didn't come up. I tried it all earlier. And
I'll go ahead and play it right now.
Robin, you can play it?
I think I got it, Robin. And okay. The thing is, I want to make sure that it'll play for the next one. And we have a little bit of time, so that was okay.
Okay.
This guy, stop. Okay.
Would like to ask Brother Mike to open with a word of prayer.
Our dear, kind, loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy most holy and precious name. Dear Lord, we're so thankful to have this opportunity together this morning and to look at thy word. We would ask that you would be with us. May thy Holy Spirit fill our hearts that we might be receptive to the messages that you've prepared for us through your brethren who have worked so hard to develop these discourses for us. Please be with those going through special times of need. May thy hand be upon them, comfort them, and may thy kingdom soon come and the whole world will know of thy love. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.